Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Today is Wednesday of the first week in Lent, March the 1st, 2023. And it's the feast of Saint David of Wales. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come, your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures, for your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death, that our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons, that God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the new age errors of our times. That God envelop our culture with his divine protection, and help us both individually and as a nation to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road. That is the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. By this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petition, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home, and within my family.
We
Our daily readings, March 1st, 2023, Wednesday of the first week in Lent. Wednesday of the first week in Lent. Reading 1 from the book of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready to and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormous, large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. Then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh, by decree of the king and his nobles, neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows, God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath so that we shall not perish. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way and repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them, he did not carry it out. The word of the Lord be to God. The responsorial psalm. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the Gospel according to St. Luke, glory to you, O Lord. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, this generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the queen of the south will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
Saint David of Wales. David is the patron saint of Wales and perhaps the most famous of British saints. David was a native of Wales, and tradition has preserved a relatively large amount of detail about his life. He became renowned as a teacher and preacher, founder of monastic settlements and churches in Wales. The 12th century St. David's Cathedral, built on the site of a much older religious building, is the reason for little St. David's outsized city status. Constructed from the dusky purple sandstone, it's one of Wales' most iconic religious sites, and sits tucked away in a sheltered vale beside the River Alum. It is known that he became a priest, engaged in missionary work, and founded many monasteries, including his principal abbey in southwestern Wales. Many stories and legends sprang up about David and his Welsh monks. Their austerity was extreme. They worked in silence without the help of animals to toil the soil. Their food was limited to bread, vegetables, and water. In about the year 550, David attended a synod where his eloquence impressed his fellow monks to such a degree that he was elected primate of the region. The episcopal see was moved where he had his monastery, now called St. David's. He ruled his diocese until he had reached a very old age. His last words to his monks and subjects were, "Be joyful, brothers and sisters. Keep your faith and do the little things that you have seen and heard with me." Saint David is known in the Welsh language as the patron saint of Wales. He was a Celtic monk, abbot, and bishop, and lived in the 6th century. During his life, he was the Archbishop of Wales, and he was one of many early saints who helped to spread Christianity among the pagan Celtic tribes of Western Britain. There are many stories of St. David's miracles. They include bringing a dead boy back to life by splashing the child's face with tears and restoring a blind man's sight. David's best-known miracle took place in a village David is said to have denounced polygamism during this incident, and he was declared archbishop by popular acclaim. St. David of Wales was preaching in the middle of a large crowd at this synod, and the village, there stands a spot where the ground on which he stood is reputed to have risen up to form a small hill. A white dove, which became his emblem, was seen settling on his shoulder. Crowd gathered at the synod, and when David stood up to speak, one of the congregation shouted, "We won't be able to see or hear him." At that instant, the ground rose till everyone could see and hear David. Unsurprisingly, it was decided very shortly afterwards that David would be the archbishop. St. David is pictured standing on a mound with a dove on his shoulder. The legend is that once he was preaching, a dove descended to his shoulder, and the earth rose to lift him high above the people so that he could be heard. Over 50 churches in South Wales were dedicated to him in pre-Reformation days, to his neck in a lake of cold water, reciting scripture. His last words to his followers came from a sermon he gave on the previous Sunday. Be joyful, keep the faith, and do little things that you have heard and seen me do. And St. David once rose a youth from death, and milestones during his life were marked by the appearance of springs of water. David lived for over 100 years, and it is generally accepted that he died in 589 on a Tuesday, the 1st of March in the year 589. The monastery is said to have been filled with the angels as Christ received his soul. After his death, his influence spread far and wide, first from Britain and then by sea to Cornwall and Brittany. In 1120, Pope Callistus II canonized David as a saint. Following this, he was declared patron saint of Wales. Such was David's influence that many pilgrimages were made to St. David that was officially recognized at the Holy See by Pope Callistus II in 1120. St. David is usually represented standing on a hill with a dove on his shoulder. March 1st was celebrated until the Reformation as a holy day. St. David's Day has long been a celebration of the Saint of Wales. And so traditional festivities include wearing clothing that symbolizes Wales and St. David respectfully. Eating traditional Welsh food, including what they traditionally eat, and women wearing traditional Welsh dress. So St. David's Day, I guess that would be today, March the 1st. So, I guess in Wales they are celebrating this great and holy saint. And can you imagine just his being before a large crowd? And people could not hear or see him. The Lord elevates him so that and projects his voice. And I see something like this in the scripture with when King Solomon rode his donkey and the people with great praise. I mean, it caused that the sound of that praise caused an earthquake. So God can do remarkable things. He does remarkable signs, gives remarkable signs. And of course, the dove, you know, we all know about the dove, symbolizing the Holy Spirit. So, I mean, that's just amazing. And so, I could just imagine that. So, Mel Gibson, can you make a movie of this and kind of give some something about this? That would be, oh man. Thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints, their example, and their testimony, and their love for you. Help our love for you increase. As St. John the Baptist said, that I must decrease and you increase. And may we have that same mindset as the song that I began with, humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Help us to humble ourselves before you, Lord. It is your will we strive, not our own. Your will be done, Lord. And this is Lent. And as such, the Stations of the Cross. And today we will, you know, Donna Corey Gibson, her fifth station.
The fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion and death of our Lord. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and the disciple whom he loved. Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to his disciple, "Behold your mother."
But it was always a Protestant Reformation. As I grew up this way, we went to several churches. My father was known as a church hopper because he always felt something was missing here, so we'd go to the Methodist church. And then there was something missing, so we went to another church. We started out at Joy Road Baptist Church. Then we went to the University Reformed Church and so on. And as my wife, we got married, then we went to that little church. We tried to go back to the blueprint of the New Testament, which is impossible, by the way. The church was already started. You don't start it again. It's like saying, you know, you planted the seed and the tree grew and now it's a huge tree, but, oh, we can't find it, so let's go back and replant it. Kind of squeeze it all back down and replant. You just don't do that. The church is there and growing. The church.
The fifth station. Simon helps Jesus carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And let us close as we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.